Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.
Well, hello there. We're back. And guess what? It's a beautiful day in paradise. It's early in the morning, and we all believe in the goodness of the first thing in the day. I'm talking to a gentleman right now. I'm going to let him introduce himself because he's one of these veterans that might have a little bit of veteranization in it, some Metro stuff. Hold on one second.
Navy.
This is Navy now. We don't want you to misconstrue where he came from. My gentleman, my friend with the Navy. Hold on one second. Here he is.
Good afternoon, sir. Ma'am or whatever. Hello?
He's there. Go ahead.
I don't have can't hear the thing.
You can't hear anything, but I hear it. Here he is again. He's going to tell you his name and tell you a short story, starting with the Navy. He said he's with the Navy. Listen, I'm standing in front of this beautiful red Camaro Z28, which is his car. He just laid his phone on top of the car. He's trying to finish getting ready. But we want to say thank you this morning. We appreciate him. The first person today is my friend, the Navy man.
Yeah, Herb Lewis.
Herb Lewis. And he did come with the Coast Guard after that. National Guard. Until what year? 1965. You know, you spend a lot of times talking to veterans and you never really get the details. And he retired at the age of 40. He's only 41 right now.
My body wouldn't pass muster anymore. They wouldn't
he said he wouldn't re-enlist, but he's still one of those who still serves. He's out at Bay Pines, I think, right now, doing some volunteer work and working with those out there. And we want you to say hello to him next time you're in there. Say, Mr. Lewis, we heard you on the radio. We appreciate what you're doing. And thank you. Bay Pines.
I saved my life. In 65, I've been volunteering there.
Been volunteering at Bay Pines ever since 1965. Well, I'm going to walk back over here.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Be right back.
We're going to spend some time talking about some other veterans' activities that's going on in our area. We did real well. I got some information that I want to read off to everybody. I'm going to take a moment. But I want to say thank you to everybody who's paying attention to this radio show right now. Real and there live. I do have one interview that I'm going to call when I go to break. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about music. You know, the whole thing was saved through music. And I'll always tell people that, because we come back from an era where the music was a main part of what we do. Always music.
Oh, yeah.
And it works. Some of us remember some of the great songs that came out in World War II, like Chattanooga Choo Choo. Hold on, let you say hello. Ready? My main friend is right here.
Say hello, introduce yourself.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is Ralph Mills down at the local car show at the Quaker Sink and Lube on Thursday night. Beautiful evening. Come on out.
You heard it right here. He's been here with me many times, and I just wanted to say hello. He's been a loyal person to here to support the veterans. He's a veteran himself, and I got a lot more veterans we're going to be talking about. But we were going back into the whole concept of music. Chattanooga Choo Choo is one of those songs that you only remember if you're watching old movies now. But in the days that Chattanooga Choo Choo came out, it was a smash. The record was big. It made Chattanooga, which was happened to be the train crisscrossing of America. You know, Atlanta used to be, and then it burned. Chattanooga picked up the ball, and to this day, a lot of the railroad tracks crisscross at Chattanooga. It was one of the biggest stops for military. So we remember the song Chattanooga Choo Choo. There's going to be several other songs that's going to come out along the years, and we hope that you all remember what they mean. Each song has a meaning for a period of time in all of our lives, and even when we cannot remember, the song will help us remember. Again, we want to tell everybody that we really appreciate you taking the time to pay attention to what we're doing. Veterans Integration Assistance Program. I know that sometimes we forget that some of our veterans need assistance. But the reason I want to read this is not because of the veterans that need assistance, but the fact that they can now reach out to the veteran families. Employment, support service for homeless, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, any veterans, and the family. Job readiness services, including life skills, vocational guidance training, and remedial education, trade certification. Employment support service, such as job-related equipment, clothing, and limited transportation. Retention and flow. Flow. Keep on. Go with it. Run with what everybody else is doing and make it work for yourself. Believe me. Retention and follow-up support for 1 year. I want you to know that we spend time now looking to support veterans and their families. And again, our promotion, Veterans Helping Veterans. We're Veterans Helping Veterans. If you're committed, so are we. Hire a vet at BoldyCenters.org. That's, of course, Pasco, and, of course, right here in Pinellas County. This is, of course, taken care of. Department of Labor. If you're really looking for some more things to look around and figure out what you can do, I want everybody to know that it can be done. And I'll tell anybody, anywhere, anytime, let's spend some time and go back to some of your American legions. I know that most of them are watering holes, but there are a lot of good people still there with the history that we can no longer talk about. We can only experience it through listening to other people. And with COVID and all the other restrictions now with large gatherings, I tell people, please stop back by one of the guys at your local American Legion. We'll bring you up to date on some of the new things that are going on. Let's not look at the American Legions anymore, just the old place. A lot of the American Legions are up to date on a lot of the new activities coming and going, of course, in your area, and it makes a difference. They will help you. The advantages that come with being with American Legion. And we always talk about focus on finance. Boys Nation returns to the nation's capital. A lot of information. Our one pair of walking and running shoes, but that's okay. It was a good cause. Chris Moyne, retired Army Master Sergeant and second Vice Commander of the American Legion. That's the kind of people we want to talk about that you can meet. Come in. Be ready. Talk. Go. Guide. Direct. All of them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, you're listening to WBETOnlineRadio.com. And this is A Voice for Veterans. And, of course, right here in Pinellas County, it is Sunshine Radio. 96.7 FM. Thank you for tuning in. And pay attention to this little music. We'll be right back. Give me some of that Yoshi Gish. Blessings. Be right back.
Twisted and turning, the wheels are burning, I can't sleep at night. I feel too tired to keep on going, I don't wanna fight. Well, I can stay up with you all night, I got the devil working overtime. Don't be afraid because you're running away, still won't keep you safe. No, 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 no. Take it from me, what I'm gonna do is I say, because I've seen the way he stares at his prey. You got the heart and soul I once had, now it's time for you to choose the path. Which way will you go? You gonna play the show? Stand in line watching other stars explode. Try to be the big frog, jump out of the little pond, but don't jump in the frying pan. No, 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 no. Try to stay alive, to sing my heart out to make a name. This is the life I chose to lead. This is the American fantasy. To make this dream a reality and call this road my home. No, 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 no.
Fantastic. I'm glad to have everybody back right now, and I want to say hello to all of my veterans listening. This show is called Voice for Veterans, and I want to say hello to our Latin veterans. We're part of the U.S. and Latin Veteran Support Embassy, and we have, of course, Hispanic Veterans United. We appreciate you. Thank you. I happen to be right now on hold with somebody I've been wanting to talk to. We call him Sugar Bear. For many years, he was on the road with Archie Bell and the Trails. He's now released his own album. He's got wonderful music. I'm going to talk to him right now. He wants to give a shout out to all my veterans. He makes a difference. Before we go there, I want to talk about some job fairs coming up. 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's going to be a virtual job fair. It is going to be out of another city, Miami, but it's a virtual job fair. They have done a lot of extensive promotion and advertising right here in St. Petersburg to try and make sure that we all could be a part. Bay Pines is hiring. They have jobs listing. We're going to start listing Bay Pines jobs on our website, but you can do it. And James Haley's hiring. So feel free. If you're a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, so we got some jobs for you. Gonna be good. Hold on a second. Now, Sugar Bear, Clyde Gambrell. This is Clyde Gambrell. Tell him about the new project you're working on.
We're working on a new CD called Daybreak, which will break soon sometime this month. We want to also shout out, before I go any further, to Michael Gray, Give him thanks for everything he's done for us. And also, shout out to the veterans that are listening out there today.
And more.
Oh, wow.
We'd also like to encourage guys to our favorite thing called a. We have three songs in there we're pushing real hard.
P45 Flying Pigeon.
Happy people then.
Hold on. Go ahead. Talk up a little bit, Clyde.
Yes, can you hear me better?
Much better.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to all the veterans out there listening, and also pay my condolences to Michael Bray from Hitman Records. We just had his funeral Saturday. I'm looking forward to the new year with a new CD. The new CD will be called Daybreak. It'll have probably 15 tracks on it at the time I'm writing and arranging everything. Currently, we're very happy to have the CD out that's also being done now, which has When Can I See You Again?
Yes, sir.
Happy people. And I don't want to talk about it. It's time. Can't leave that one out. I think these are probably the four that may strike a lot of interest at the time.
You know what, Clyde? First thing, I want to thank you for what you did musically. I want to thank you for all your series of years that you stayed in the industry, that you kept writing good quality music. And I want to encourage you to please send this out to the high schools and the kids and the colleges and those places where young people can hear quality music, songs that were written from the heart. And we appreciate what you're doing, buddy.
Thank
you. You take care down there in the great state of Texas. And we will see you when you, we know you're coming. That's why I did this. So let everybody know you're on your way up here to take care of us in St. Pete. We appreciate it. And all my veterans definitely appreciate your words. Many blessings. Over and out with a shout.
Thank you.
Thank you.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Clyde Gambrell, Hitman Records. And poor Michael, the president of Hitman Records, passed last month. We sent our condolences to him, but he supported the music industry. He's helped us. We have a project we've been working on that's still going to come out, and it's really for all of our veterans. We've done a bunch of songs, and the gift that you're going to be giving this season will be for veterans. We got it. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more to talk to you about that. But I want to go a little bit further before we take this much further. We've been talking about the American Legion, okay? You know, every time I do one of these shows, I gladly talk about Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. As we say, it's your call. If you have a need, then don't hold back. You can get the information, and you can continue to do what you're doing. Veterans Crisis Line seems to have done so much good over the last few years as we develop and we grow. It made a difference, and we're going to continue to make a difference. We want everybody to understand that what we do, everybody's doing. We're just the voice. Everybody's helping veterans, and we need more help, and we're going to continue to get help. And one of the reasons we say that is because of our vet centers. Couples and family counseling services are now available for everybody, and it's keeping the promise to make sure that everybody gets help, and we're going out of our way for family counseling. And I don't know if this program is good anywhere else, but for right now in Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, and in Tampa, and the surrounding cities, this service is available. And we're urging the rest of the country to adopt this program, platform. If you're hearing about it, call us. Eligibility. If you're a World War II veteran, Korean War,
Vietnam, Lebanon, Panama, Grenada, Gulf War, Somalia. Of course, former Yugoslavia. Oh, Afghanistan and Iraq. We appreciate everybody. Everybody's eligible. And I'm pushing for family to get up and come support the veteran services that are now there for you. A lot of people got left out, even though they wanted it and needed it. It wasn't available. We're letting you know right now that it is available. You can benefit from it. So don't just stay back. Hide. Stay with us. And let's go for the ride. Again, couples, family, counseling service. This is Keeping the Promise. The Vet Center. 727-549-3633. Very nice location. You get over here and see it, you'll love it. And they have family therapists, well, for physical therapy and some mental anguish. Please, stop by Vet Center. Take a minute and say yes. We appreciate it. What you're doing. And this is right south of Tyrone Square Mall. Of course, there's one there. But you'll be able to find it. Now, we're talking about Vet Center, American Legion. We know right now that when we talk about veteranization, we speak of all of the other associate relationships that come with supporting vets. We're looking at corporations in a different way now. We're looking at the American public in a different way now. We have a program now called We Support Vets, the number 2. I want you to be able to stand up and say, we support vets too. Anytime you can say that, you made a difference. Any way you can, especially when it comes to employment. If you're looking for a good employee, I'm going to highly recommend a veteran. First thing is training is bar none. Second thing, more than the training, he's also here to help. And he's got the commitment. And he's got his family behind him. Let's all do what it takes to take care of our veterans. Whichever way you see it, let's make you the person and let's be it. Not just see it, but be it. Oh, we're having a wonderful time today, and I know it's a beautiful day out there, and I want you to enjoy the sunshine and good weather that we have in the St. Pete area. I've been hearing about all the bad weather up north. And let him in. I've been hearing about all the bad weather up north, but guess what? We're right down here. So I'm telling you, we're live broadcasting now and saying thank you for tuning in. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. Voice for Veterans, we're always here. We're going to be here. If you're a veteran, if you need help, check us out. If you're a family member and you don't need help, but you want to know more about what you can't be helped for, check us out.
No charge. It's a donation that you take. And that's one somebody else wants, but you better get it if you want it. That one is a hustle.
And I'm going to say it again. We're doing fine with it, for it, to it. It's good for you, good to you.
Thank you, man.
For our veterans, we always say veteranization is the way. Over and out with a shout. Keith, the boss of the beach, Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. And again, we're going to give a shout out to my guy, Yoshi Gish, got a new record coming out himself. Let's hear a little bit more of that before we get out of here. Again, thank you for tuning in. See you next week. Off into February. January is just about gone. Holding out with a shout. Thank you.
Yeah. if we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We
Rising are Americans. Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.